Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on. What are we on?
American Voice Radio
Network. What's today?
Today's date is January 21st, 2020.
Got to tell you
one.
Everything.
2021.
Hey, they're waiting for the horn, so zip it.
Okay.
Since the world is in turmoil, most still don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin in the world and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. In case of an emergency, you can text Dan, let him know you're going to call him on his cell at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find the breaking news and the updates about the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, and all of our contact information is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
We are a national satellite radio program which is simulcast live on internationally, YouTube, and some FMs. So please pray about supporting airtime.
Let's thank our listener base in places worldwide like Caloocan City, Philippines.
I guess. I think it's Caloocan. I guess that's Caloocan. Yeah, I guess Caloocan City.
Okay. Colombo, Syria, Lincoln. Sri Lanka.
That's a hard one, but it's Sri Lanka.
Cardiff, UK, and in the USA we have Plano, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, Fresno, California, and Wichita, Kansas remains the largest group of listeners, which will listen to the podcast later when it posts tonight.
And, you know, that's a city that could go two ways, you know. I mean, it's where we live in just plain old Texas.
Plano, Texas.
Or, you know, whatever. It's a cool name, Plano, Texas. And that's where Stan Johnson's Prophecy Club Church is currently at, is in Plano, Texas.
Good
and
stuff.
I'm not picking on him. I actually did that for Stan.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's real cool. If I lived there, I'd say I live in Plano, Texas.
Plano, Texas.
Just Plano, Texas. Where you live at, Plano, Texas? No, where do you live?
Plano, Texas.
You see, you get the point? Yeah. Anyway, hello to you folks out there. By the way, we ask if you have not ever heard your city on there, send us an email to radio@messiahsbranch.org or text my phone, 316-419-4886. Let us know where you're hailing from. Follow us and share us at Twitter. Yeah, I'm still over there fighting a battle. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. We are going to talk some about censorship tonight. Excuse me. Now prayer and we'll start the program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Father, country and the world is in turmoil. And I just ask that you bless this radio program tonight. Give everybody out there ears and wish to hear and understand the truth. So in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. And this is an appropriate song tonight because Father is in control. And you need to understand that no matter how bad things get. So let's have the song.
As I try to figure out what this world is all about, I know one thing without a doubt.
Country is pretty sad right now, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely.
And actually, that goes out to the world, you know. Listen, what we're seeing now, this was brought on by looking at Facebook, but, you know, Yahweh allowed the church to fall asleep. And we were caught. Okay, that's what it was. Obama came, you know, people right now, Biden's here because Yahweh allowed him to be here. Obama was here because Yahweh allowed him to be here. Let's go back to Obama, because everybody is saying this is Obama's third term, whatever you say. Obama is an abomination. But here's how it works. We were given Obama because the church went to sleep. We would never have had Obama had the church stayed outspoken. But no, the church fell asleep and was compromised by not speaking out against evil. So the established mainstream 501(c)(3) brought this on themselves by losing its soul and switched to getting rich instead of being the welfare and the charity for the people and standing against evil. As one of the main rules of the 501(c)(3) church, folks, is to what? Simply be quiet when it comes to political speech. Well, political speech, as you can tell, with what did we get with Trump? We got a great revealing. Evil came out in the open and spoke. Clearly, the other side is evil. You can see that it's evil by one of the first major acts is to bring abortion back in. Mm. And, you know, so that's just going to go on and on and on. The church did not need the 501(c), even the IRS, rule says it. You don't need it, church. You don't need it. Yes, there are thousands of churches that still speak the truth and still have salt, but most do not. Trump suspended the rule of punishment for the church for speaking out, but still the church remained mostly silent. Now, the day after the illegal swearing-in of Biden, I looked at Facebook, and there are leaders saying, we're different. Yes, we're supposed to be different. They're now out there condemning people on Facebook, people that I've been listening to that are so pro-Trump and everything. When people are responding to things saying, Biden is not my president, well, they're getting all over him and saying, well, we're different. For the moment, we're stuck with him, but we are not called to praise evil or embrace it or go along. We are to point out evil every step of the way. By not doing so, we're in trouble. They say that we are to pray for him. Yes, we are to pray for him, but that prayer is for his salvation, not praying for his. If you pray for Biden to succeed, you're praying for an abomination to succeed, right? And that can only happen. We can pray for his repentance and removal. Repentance and removal. Repentance means that you are praying for him, and that's the best thing you can do, is pray for his repentance, that he stole the election. Pray that this man changes and gains salvation. That's what you're supposed to pray, not pray for his success. Ezekiel chapter 33 says, Thou, O son of man, 33:7, it starts, Thou, O Son of Man, I accept thee as a watchman under the house of Israel. Church, you claim to be the house of Israel because you say you are now Israel. You are grafted into Israel, so you are a part of the house of Israel. Therefore, thou shalt hear the word of my mouth and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou shouldst not warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood, listen to this, folks, his blood I will require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he does not turn from his way, he will die in his own iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. So the other side is really trying to censor us. If I said, as I said, many are advising to do what they are saying. Get along, heal, basically, just shut up and accept their evil is what they're really saying.
No.
Yeah, no, not at all. Today, Google is trying to censor us again, and they've been trying to do it this whole election cycle. But I thought they would ease up, and they did a little bit for about a week. But they're still trying to shut down the Prophecy Hour website. Now, we need that Prophecy Hour website to be free and uncensored so that we can get the news and radio to you. We need that desperately. They're censoring us. They're stopping me from putting as many posts as I want. And it wasn't even while they claim it's numbers, it's not a claim of numbers, because sometimes I just put out a few posts, and boy, when there's something bad now about Biden or whatever, oh, they shut the website down for 12 or 24 hours. In order to be here for you and keep the news of prophecy unhindered, you get this information, we must do a couple of things. And no, we don't have the funds for that. As you know, most all our funds goes into what? The mission church. So we need to host our website outside of Google. There are some places that do that, but we can't afford to pay the hosting fees. So we need funds for that. And one that would not censor us, that fee for our needs a year is about $700 a year. We need somebody to sponsor it, or at least to buy now for advance for the next year. So we're trying to raise $700 for that. And even beyond that, we need another computer, our own server that we can put here in our office and put our website on that server as a backup in case something happens to the other one. This is critical. Then we need to boost the internet. Basically, what I'm trying to say, we are trying to raise money for you folks so you're warned so you can get radio. We need a donation for this, and it can come several different sources, or maybe you want to start one of those GoFundMe things for us. I don't know. Our goal is $2,000, and just mark this. We're just going to call it the Freedom Donation. So let's keep Messiah's Branch free. Let's keep radio talk free. Let's keep the website free to speak the truth, because believe me, it's going to be critical. Just in the last couple of days, they have did so many different things to us. It's just critical. So have you noticed or pointed at, thought about anything since yesterday?
I really haven't been listening to all that because it just makes me upset. So I'll get to where I can.
We'll be honest too,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, I just can't stomach all their lying BS is what it is, because they're destroying everything that Trump did good. They're destroying it. They went in and they did all kinds of stuff right off the bat.
I got the list.
15 executive orders right off the top. It was terrible stuff. And they've got caravans of illegal people coming to our country to take our money and our food and give us their diseases and their stuff they need to fix in their own countries. It's just too much for me right now, and so I'm sitting back and trusting the Lord because I know He's in control. But
all right, well, can you read these? Here's the orders.
Okay, an executive order requiring that people wear masks and keep their distance from each other on federal property. Okay, the launch for 100 days mask challenge to encourage Americans to wear masks.
Right, and then the governors will go along with that, and they'll jump in it. And the governors are still the ones that make the mandate. But Biden could declare an emergency at any time could declare a national emergency and force everybody to do it. He really does have
that
power.
Well, I can't force me. I'll be dead. I can't
wear them. Well, I get that, but let's go on with it.
Okay. The reveal of Trump's decision.
The reversal.
Oh, the reversal of Trump's decision to remove the U.S. from the World Health Organization.
That's WHO. So he put us back into WHO, who's been lying to us all along.
Oh, they did more than that. Okay.
Well, right. But we're going through a list. You can't say it all at once.
I know. An executive order that creates the position of COVID-19 response coordinator and restores the directorate for global health security and biodefense, a team in which a pandemic response within the National Security Council.
Okay, that's a bad thing. He's a globalist. They're going back to globalist things. All of these things are globalist agendas.
Calls to Congress to extend COVID-19 aid and requests to various departments to extend eviction and foreclosure moratoriums and pause payments for federal loans.
Okay.
Oh boy.
You know that. Think about this, and people say, "Well, we're in a crisis. People don't need to be evicted." That needs to be changed around some because there should be a mandate because there's people out there that are working or still not paying their rent and things. And so they're just using it as an excuse to get by freely.
And those owners of those places need the money to pay their bills, too. That's why they rent their places out, is so they can pay their mortgages and their bills and their insurance and all their stuff they need to pay. So they need the rent money so they can pay theirs.
Right. Okay.
It's just a trickle down. Okay. An instrument that will allow the U.S. to rejoin the Paris Agreement on climate change within 30 days, and that's terrible right there.
Yeah, it's terrible
because
all the Paris Agreement does is cause America to pay the rest of the world money.
Right.
That's all it does. That's all it does. None of the rest of the world is held accountable, and that will also help shut down manufacturing and everything, because it will all go on to our manufacturing, which... Let's go on.
An executive order reversing actions Trump took that Biden's agencies judged to have been harmful to the environment, public health, and national interest, and asking agencies to reverse these standards to tackle climate change.
Here comes all the regulations back. You know, here's what happened, folks.
There goes all the jobs.
Right. We brought jobs back by dropping regulations. The reason they went toward us, China, you can't even breathe the air over there mostly, but they're manufacturing over there and they're doing it freely and it doesn't cost much. So this is going to send things, this is reversing everything. This is sending everything back to China. This is for China's benefit.
An executive order with the aim of embedding equality across federal.
Go ahead.
Across federal policymaking and rooting out systematic racism and other barriers to opportunity. From federal programs and institutions, this order will also disband the Trump administration's 1776 Commission.
Okay, I told you about this yesterday. The 1776 Commission is to make sure that we have real history and not this racist history that they're fixing to put into the schools. They're going to do, this is communism at its core. They're going to erase our history like they've been trying to do with a history that says that America is such a bad, bad place, and that, you know...
They get the kids to hate their own country.
That's the point. That's what they want. That's what communism, so they can come in and do something different. Okay.
Okay, an executive order reversing Trump's administration's order that excluded undocumented immigrants from those census. That means here come all that... Oh.
Yeah, and there's already people coming on the way right now, and they did tell them, they said... Slow down. Don't come yet because there are some laws in place. It's going to take them, a few months to get it arranged to where they can come in. But then they also sent a thing that we'll come into it. Go ahead.
Memorandum directing officials to preserve and fortify the deferred action of childhood arrivals or DACA programs.
That goes without saying. We know what that is. In other words, they want to make them citizens.
An executive action repealing two proclamations informally known as the Muslim ban and that restricted entry into the U.S. from majority Muslim countries. All the terrorists countries that had terrorists, and now they're all coming back. So here you go. We're going to have all the gun shootings and everything all over again.
Okay.
Fine. An executive order revoking Trump's harsh and extreme immigration enforcement and directing agencies to set immigration policies more in line with the Biden administration's values and priorities.
Yeah, which means just let them in.
Right. A proclamation that will cause the construction of the border wall with Mexico and determine how to best divert those funds elsewhere.
Right. They're stopped the border wall construction and they're going to take the money away from it so it can't be built. While the law will remain there to build the border wall, there will be no money for it, so therefore the border wall cannot be built. Finished. Okay, we're going to have to go to break. Tell them where they can find us.
Okay, you can find all about the Mission Church, all of our radio program archives, and all of our contact information is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Luke 17:26.
In the days of Noah, keeps ringing in my ear. People laugh and scoff when they hear the end is near. They go right on with building, not giving God a thought. Getting about the flood, in anger he once fought. The spirit of old Noah is alive and well today, telling them of Jesus, that he's the only way. But most won't even listen, the devil's got them blind. They walk the path so broad, more riches trying to buy. Some just think of money and how to get some more, but little do they realize God's closing up the door. Soon the door will close, and when they hear it slam, their riches will be all for naught and their soul forever damned. If you want to put your trust in wealth, you've lots to fear. For the distant thunders are rumbling and the storm is almost here. You must put your trust in Jesus, for he's our today. When the storm of darkness comes, in him you will be safe. Yes, the spirit of old Noah is alive and well today, telling them of Jesus, that he's the only one. But most won't even listen, the devil's got them blind. They walk the path so broad, more riches trying to find. They walk the path so broad, more riches trying to find.
In Romans
chapter 6, the Apostle Paul informs us that as believers we are not under the law but under grace. In the very next sentence he asks the question, what then, shall we sin because we're not under the law but under grace? Answering his own question, stating, God forbid, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or obedience unto righteousness? We see here that believers must not yield themselves to the practice of sin. It will result in death. No, Jesus did not die in order that we might continue in the practice of sin. In the past, those who chose to practice sin died without mercy under two or three witnesses. We are cautioned of even worse punishment for believers who choose to sin willfully, counting the blood of the covenant an unholy thing and doing despite unto the Spirit of grace. Yes, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield yourselves members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. Paul explains, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
We're back. This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin.
And you're listening to Messiah's Ranch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Now, there's 17 of these, and we stopped with the immigration enforcement number 12. Oh, no, we stopped with the border wall, didn't we?
Yeah, the border wall.
Okay. There's only a few left. I'm just going to summarize them real quick so we can move on to something else. There's a memorandum to designation to allow more foreigners, librarians, in the United States to stay longer. There's an executive order directing the government to interpret Civil Rights Act as prohibiting workplace discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation, gender identity, not just race, color, religion, sex, and natural origin. Now, you know what? The Supreme Court just last year had sent that back and said they weren't going to get into that because it is, it is race, color, religion, and sex, what that Civil Rights Act is. But they're adding gender identity. If they add gender identity to that, that means that goes against the workplace. That means you'll have to accept transgenders, bisexuals, homosexuals, all of that. Anywhere, no matter what. And if you say any one little tiny word against it, they take you to court and even put you in jail. That is a terrible thing. Executive order enacting new ethics and rules for government officials. Now, what's ethics?
Oh, boy. They don't have any, so...
Right, but there's an attitude, but they'll put that... That goes with that other one. What they will do is they will say that you cannot treat people, you know.
It should read an executive order allowing all evil acts, no matter what it is.
Actually, you defined it perfectly.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and an executive, and also the last one was an executive order reversing regulatory process,
Executive orders. Regulatory process of executive orders. Enacted by the Trump.
In other words, it's...
Anything that Trump signed that was an executive order, this executive order reverses his executive order in case they miss one.
There you go.
That's baloney exactly cake.
Yeah. Okay. It's really, really terrible.
It is terrible. And they're acting. Oh, my gosh. They're actors. That's what really makes me my stomach turn is their act. They're so scared and yellow-bellied that they're acting. They're acting. And all the stuff they're
acting.
All the garbage they're putting. Well, and what surprises you, because they put garbage out on Trump while he was running the first time, clear through his presidency, clear up, and they're still harassing the poor guy.
Okay. Well, that's because they're afraid of him.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is.
Okay, but, and you're right. You know, we're looking at things like forced vaccinations and travel. You won't be able to travel without a vaccine passport, depending on what state that you live in, because it will go to the governors first, but if they don't get what they want with the governors, they will try to force that federally, and when they try and force it federally, not only is Texas seriously considering secession.
Am I going to read
other
that there?
States, no, you're not. Other things will
well, I want to say part of that then, because
okay, go ahead.
The passport Dan's talking about is says would require people to take the vaccine and accept contact tracing apps on their phones, meaning 24/7 surveillance on the public. Really?
Yeah, exactly. This is what we're looking forward to. And that's why it's so critical that you have people out there telling you the truth through talk radio and through the internet, and we even do a mail out newsletter. We need that freedom donation. So, folks, pray about supporting that freedom donation and helping us raise that money. I know a lot of you can't afford it, but there's some of you that can, and you can spread this far and wide. Okay, now let's switch over. This, I ran across this article today, and I pray that you can try to read it with the emotion that this lady that wrote it. This was a reporter for Front Page Magazine that showed up for the inauguration, if that's what you want to call it. Her name is Katie Hopkins, and she wrote this today or yesterday. And this is her eyewitness of what was going on in Washington for the inauguration. Okay.
Okay, as I grabbed some coffee before heading to the Capitol building to watch the 46th President of the United States of America take his title, the lovely lady behind the counter told me she had never seen anything like this in D.C. in her life. All I can say is, as I stand here now in this freezing cold with a handful of others, that I hope America never has to see anything like this again. Nothing is as it seems. It is just horrible in every sense. Oh boy, you better go.
Okay, there is no one here. I'm not saying that in the weird competitive way people talk about crowd sizes as a measurement of popularity. Remember the endless quarrel over the size of Trump's inauguration crowd versus Obama's? What I mean is that there is literally no one here.
Right.
Even pressed up to the gates within the side of the Capitol building, there's barely a handful of Biden supporters alongside a small gaggle of media scratching about trying to find something to film. Residents with the means to do so have moved out. Others stayed locked in their homes, and visitors heeded the fear-mongering and stayed away. I was called a moron with a death wish for traveling here to document this event. And even though it is perfectly safe, no one here is to bear witness to this event. This should be a historical moment for the country. Instead, it feels like an illusion fabricated for TV, right down to the May 4 TV flags and columns of light on the mall. Not only is the city completely abandoned by ordinary Americans, but it feels like a military garrison, courtesy of 25,000 National Guard troops, police, and Secret Service, posted at every intersection. Many of them were sleeping at my hotel, and I couldn't wish for better roommates.
Hang on a second. Did she say they were fake flags and stuff just made up for the film?
They put a whole bunch of flags in the National Mall to represent the people that couldn't make the trip. Okay, let me go on. I don't want to lose the momentum. But their first frustration is obvious. These good men and women have left their homes, families, and jobs to be here. But to what end? We can all see there is no threat to be faced. fake news is relying on repeating their footage of a riot at Capitol Hill to perpetrate the myth that there is a city under siege to domestic terror. D.C. now feels like one giant stage built entirely for the drama of the Democrats' own creation. I'd argue the troops are being used as bit part out actors for crowd scenes, in effect. If you wanted to create the illusion that the Trump administration turned America into a war zone, what better way than to make D.C. a green zone, built ramparts and blockades, and fill it with troops and trucks and men with incredible weapons? And that I added the incredible because they had heavy artillery there. Bizarrely, even in this militarized zone, Black Lives Matter still gets a free pass. Republicans, particularly white Republicans, are now tarnished with the label domestic terrorists and are all policed as such. I can feel the eyes of the plainclothes officers on me as I move about in D.C. One photographs my face and then slips away. They wanted to get it so they can have it for facial recognition. And yet, on Black Lives Matter Plaza, just a block or two from the White House, Black Lives Matter protesters seem to enjoy special privileges. The entry point to this place remains relatively open and welcoming. Their music system gives the place a party feel. And there are no National Guards visible here. How did we end up at a place where Republicans and Democrats are policed differently, even inside a militarized zone? I feel some pity for the media crews wandering around the lonely streets desperate for something to feed back to their bosses who funded their trip. They know they have to film something, but when there is nothing, what are they supposed to do? Predictability, they resort to yet another close-up of the National Guard. It is soul-destroying stuff, and I'll throw in here, remember we all over YouTube, it shows pictures of when Biden passed by the National, most of the National Guard turned their backs on him. It feels numb here, like watching surgery on your own hand when you're
anesthetized.
Yeah, that stuff where it kills your hand. Anyway, against the pain, but can still see the knife cutting flesh and watch your own blood flow. That's exactly what it's like in D.C. Without people, there is no emotion. And without emotion, no one can feel anything. It's just like surgery. It feels unreal.
Right.
It is emotion that makes these events matter, and there's none of that to be had here. This is a sterilized inauguration in a city sanitized by a garrison of troops. All you can feel is numb. Biden stepped up to the podium on an empty stand, addressing a mall void of life, and spoke of his hopes for unity. This is our moment of crisis and challenge, and unity is the only path forward. Let's start afresh. Let's start to listen to one another and see one another and hear one another. I look around at all the face masks and muted mouths, and I feel my eyes roll in their socket. We must reject a culture in which facts are manipulated and manufactured. George Orwell's Time is Here, Big Brother. I remember those suitcases of ballots being hauled out from under tables in Pennsylvania and the statistics of improbability that vote dumps in the swing state, and wonder how this old man is not choking on his own words. America has to be better than this. America is better than this, is my comment. Just look around. Here we stand in the shadow of the Capitol dome. We endured. We prevailed. I looked around just as he asked us to do, and I see how barren it all is. This man is all alone with his lies. Nothing has prevailed here. Not joy, not emotion, and certainly not the will of the American people. As I walk back to my hotel, feeling about ready to sit with the homeless man and share his cheap whiskey, I meet a woman who has traveled from Texas to be here because of her love for Biden. And because she was here 4 years ago for the pussy marches in which she had such a fantastic time, she can't believe she is all alone and the city is so deserted. Not only that, but she can't get close enough to see or hear anything. So much for Biden's plea to see and hear each other, listen to each other, and hear each other. This woman has not seen another soul. She tells me she feels really, really disappointed. I hug her and tell her I feel it too. Biden asks for unity. Perhaps this is it. Supporters and I are united in the disappointment. That, folks, It is not time for you, the American people, to listen to what these people are telling you, to sit down and shut up. And I'm talking about pastors and Christians that I saw today all over Facebook telling each other, oh, well, we should just stay out of it. We're different. Let's be silent. No.
No.
Biden is not my president because he is not illegally in office.
It's he didn't illegal, win.
And we all know that. And if you go along with the lie and you shut up about the lie, you are part of it. You are called to warn each other and not allow a lie to go unheeded. You are to address the lie. And folks, you need, and I'm not just talking about me, you need to support American Voice Radio. You need to support other talk radio people that are speaking the truth and aren't compromising. You can tell these folks are out there. They might have spoke big beforehand, but now they're compromising to go along so they won't get censored by Google and the rest of them. So you can either do one of two things. You have no middle ground. You can either stand up and fight
for truth.
For truth, justice, and used to be the American way, right? You know,
right.
That's what Superman used to say. And a few years ago, that was warning because they took that away from Superman. Truth, justice, and the American way. People were afraid of that. That's what Trump was all about. He was about America first, and that by America first, he means God first. Because he said, all American rights were given by Yahweh, were given by God, your heavenly Father, the King of the universe. That's where your rights come from. We are to uphold those rights. That's what America was founded on, was the freedom to speak our peace. And they want to take the freedom of speech away from you. They're doing it. They're censoring. We need your help. You need to back us up, those that can. I prefer that for the freedom donation. You can send it by check or money order, but the best way to send that one is by PayPal. But you can send a check. Just let me know that it's coming. Where can you get all that information at?
ProphecyHour.com. That's ProphecyHour.com. I was just really at all with the little ticker you got going on your computer, the U.S. national debt, and boy, is it ticking away by the minute. Whoa.
Okay, now that's a good point
to
talk about. Let's go with this. What about the national debt? Well, listen to this. You know, a lot of you folks are out there wondering where your $2,000 check is, and a lot of people are mad because now it's just going to be $14 because they add the other $600. But what did Pelosi say about it? Is it coming? What's the news? Well, Pelosi says they're working on a coronavirus relief bill, and when they come back in February 1st, it's going to be one of the first things they bring up, and they're going to spend trillions in it like they want to, probably $2 or $3 trillion that will go to the national debt. And most of that, now, if you do the math, we don't need trillions of dollars to send you a relief check of each one of you $1,400. That's not $1 trillion. That's, you know, maybe $1 billion or something like that. But all the rest of these are going to, in it, they're going to pass all. You need to go back and read the last trim bill that they put out, the ones they originally wanted, because that's the one they're going to get passed. And that bill allows illegals to vote and all kinds of things in it, and it gives money to everybody worse than the one that they did pass that we got the measly $600 out of. But they are going to pass that, and that's going to be first. Within a few months, this nation is going to be reversed and destroyed. Our military is going to go in the can. They already told people in the military, you can dress how you want. You want to dress like a woman, you can dress like a woman. You can openly display all those things, and it's just crazy. These things are reversing. We had a great revealing when Trump came into office and as he was coming into office. But you know what? All this boils down on one thing, is how was our reaction to seeing the truth? Did we wake up and do something about it? No. For the most part, people didn't go into repentance because Obama was brought on us because of our evil ways and allowing these things to happen. So we were given a chance through Trump, and I said this all along. Whether he gets a second term, I always said, depends on us. I go back and listen to my radio program. I said it over and over and over again. His second term will depend on us. We didn't repent enough. We didn't try and change enough. Otherwise, this would not be here at our doorstep. Do we still have a chance? Whether or not, I'm not so sure this nation will ever come back, because we are in that time of the end. We are in that time of the end. Things have to change. What affects America affects the world. This is going to go across the world like a wave. All of a sudden now we're going to be back on Iran's side and China's side and the evil side. Those are the movements that allow the Antichrist to attack Israel, because that's what it's really all about, is the peace and safety over there. And besides that, you even said they were, we were calling for peace and safety, and we were starting to get to a place in the Middle East. Now that reverses.
Yeah, this war, that's what the word said.
Yeah, amen. And so it's getting worse and worse and worse. And we're going to see more and more people hungry. We see it all the time. We're going to see more and more people naked, meaning being without clothing, and not being able to get the truth. There's some things that I need to start for the Wichita Mission Church for the people. But funding, you know, well, amen. We've got a couple of several supporters that have been with us for years, and amen. Those guys have stayed with us. There's a lot, but I
kept
lost
this place going.
Right, but I lost a lot of donations because of COVID, not all of the people. But so the increased donations that I got helped keep us back. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that we gained a bunch; we were able to stay, you know, where we're at. And like right now, we really do, folks. I strongly suggest you get yourself prepared, you get your households in order, first you get your spiritual life in order, because when these things, and they've already starting to figure out how to come after the guns, where it's overtaxation, they're going to come after the AR-15s first, and when they come after them, they are...
You're going to get them. There's going to be civil war.
Right. Before you know it, there's going to be civil war. And
that's when the blood starts pouring, when they start trying to take the guns, because people are going to start shooting. You can't even buy ammunition. There was so much ammunition out there. It ain't happening. People are prepared for this.
Yeah, people are prepared for it. And if you aren't prepared, you need to get prepared in the sense that you need to get your households in order. You need to figure out how you can shut your door and stay home for a while and have food and water and so on.
And that's scriptural. What's that scripture we pulled
it's
out?
It's in Isaiah.
Yeah.
And it says, you know, pull in your shutters and shut your doors.
And stay in until all the...
Till the evil
passes
you by.
Right.
You know, and so that is what we're supposed to do. And also, we're supposed to love our neighbors as ourselves. Well, that's a hard thing to do when your next door neighbor is, you know, could be evil. So we love them. We're supposed to pray for them, right? But it's hard to trust them. So we're going to talk about a place of safety. And we're, you know, it's called intentional neighbors, where people are moving next door to each other.
So you pray for them to be right and turn to the Lord and come to salvation, or Lord, deal with them.
Right. Amen. Amen. So, you know, we do need to get the Wichita Mission stocked up. And so, you know,
and we have had some help doing that lately. We did get another donation yesterday or Tuesday of some vegetables and fruit, so that was a real blessing. And some plates. We got 3 packs of go plates. So in each one of those packs is 2 days, so it's a week. So there's 3 weeks of plates that we got yesterday.
Yeah, and I do. Whoever's out there buying Bibles, I pray that we need some more large print King James Bibles, large print, because even the people I filmed in here a couple of weeks ago, a guy asked him, "Don't you have any large print? Because he can't see."
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Yeah, and so pray about it, folks. We do need your support, but we do need to go to Sam's and pick up some meat, don't we?
Yes, we do, but I just had a revelation, I prepare for 60 meals no matter what, but the Lord's laughing at me. He's been sending me different numbers every week and seeing how I deal with it. Well, I've had a few breakdowns, but I think I've had a revelation on how to fix that problem, because I really have a problem with giving them sandwiches, because I want them to have a meal, not just a snack. You know, I don't mind doing sandwiches and snack bags, but when I have a late person come for a meal and all I have to offer is a cold sandwich, and it's cold outside. I really don't feel, I mean, I feel good about feeding them, but I really don't feel bad, feel good about what I'm feeding them. So, I've been talking with the Lord, and I think I finally got a revelation on how to fix that problem. I'll just put a pan of water on that's boiling hot, and I'll just fix me up, have enough ramen noodles to do 20 extra or 30 extra plates with some canned peas or corn or whatever, and I'll just make ramen noodles with vegetables and maybe some canned chicken or something and just make them a little ramen noodle deal. And then I want to also stock on some fruit cups and pudding cups and that kind of thing, or snack crackers that I can throw in there, you know, to go with. The main thing I want to do is the ramen noodles, because I think I can do those fast and easy. If the they only take a minute if the water's hot already.
Okay, well, that's a good point. But you need money to stock, or people to send it.
And I need to keep that 20 or 30 extra plates for every day, because I never know how many I'm going to serve.
Right. Let's go like this, folks. So that means if you folks out there, now let's keep it to chicken or beef.
Canned, yeah, that I can open and just put in there, and it's already done.
Right, and chicken.
It's like a 2-minute meal, and it's a hot meal, and they don't have to eat a sandwich.
And that's a good point. You can get canned chicken and canned beef, both. But my point also, though, is that just keep the ramen noodles, folks. What I'm saying, if you want to buy them on Amazon, you can probably buy cases of them cheaply and have them shipped to us.
Right.
And so these cases, let's keep them to chicken and beef,
right,
not exotic different kinds and shrimp and all those
chicken
other
things. Chicken and beef, because I can get canned chicken and beef.
Right.
And peas, corn, and green beans, any of the vegetables go with all of them.
Right. So lots, you hear that, folks, lots and lots. That's a cheap way to do it. Lots and lots of those things. Also, if you have any MREs that you want to donate, that's cool. But we need donations of any size.
Any kinds of snack things. Any kind of snack. I call them fillers, because that's what they do, is they fill a plate. When I have a late comer, they fill a plate. So that's what I call them. So I need all kinds of fillers. But I'm going to do, for the main thing, I'm going to do ramen noodles.
Well, I'm glad. And she's been agonizing over how to do this. And you should hear her talking to the Lord about it, but that's private. Anyway, I just leave the room when all that's going on.
A sandwich? Are you kidding me? I got to do sandwiches. I don't want to just do them. Okay, anyway.
Okay. Folks, we are responsible to care one for another. We are our brother's keepers. All donations, no matter what size, help. And the Father donation notices every donation that comes from where?
Your heart.
If you don't wish to help with the poor, again, consider just a donation for radio airtime. It's not free. Donations keep us on the air. How can they donate?
You can donate online, over the phone, or by mailing a check or money order. And you can find all of that information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Don't forget about, you need to continue to pray for our nation, because praying for our nation means praying for our religious freedom so you can worship Yahweh and make sure, and his son Yeshua HaMashiach, but make sure you tune into this next program to hear about this place that is a safety called Intentional Neighbors. And you guys might know it by Ken Uptegrove and the Ark Haven Vision. And
which I'm really worked up on. I want to go visit myself.
Yeah, we will. Right now, we're up to a 5x5 mile community, and it's increasing. Hey, you should just tune in and listen to the next program. Okay. Say goodbye.
Okay, I just want to say, just stick to the truth. Don't be moved. Don't buy into their lying, evilness, and stay with God. See you next time. Shalom.
Folks, we must remember there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, is the way to the Father. Remember, always be what, Mother?
A blessing to others.
And pray
for the peace of Jerusalem, because when you pray for the peace in Jerusalem, you're praying for Messiah to return.
Yeah, because there will never be any real peace till he does. Lord our God, Father, King of the Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father, you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. to write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch.